Okay, so we'll start with our usual agenda review. Our focus today is our usual opening business and announcements, and then we're going to go into report out from the ABNF task force and discussions of the PR that they have begun. I have somebody who has, we have some loud background noise, so sounds like somebody using a microwave. So if somebody can mute, that would be appreciated. This is the W3C Credentials Community Group call. We record minutes and an audio recording and make it available on the web. We use IRC to cue speakers during the call. And to take minutes. So we ask that all attendees type present plus to get your name on the attendee list for the transcript. During this meeting, in the IRC, you can do Q plus to add yourself to the speaking queue with an optional reminder like Q plus to mention a topic. If you're not on IRC, please ask to be put into the queue. And in general, be brief so the rest of the queue can get a chance to chime in. You can always queue plus again. We like to begin with some introductions and reintroductions. Is there anyone new to our call today who has not been introduced in the past? Just go ahead and speak up if you or do queue plus. Okay. We also do reintroductions. So in our queue for reintroductions, is Chris Weber on today? I see his him in the on the list, but he may not actually be here today. Dan Pape, are you here? Daniel Buchner, are you here today? David Chadwick, are you here today? David Lean, are you here today? Jarlis, are you here today? Joe Kaplan? Who feels like they haven't been reintroduced for a while?
Well, Chris, I haven't done it in a while. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is Lionel Wahlberger. I've been engaged with the community group for quite a while. I'm very passionate about privacy and identity. I think that verifiable credentials and distributed identifiers are a really good solution. I personally am a founder of startups. I'm a founder of Platin, a location-based startup, and I would love to have location credentials, privacy-preserving location credentials, all working for Platin. But my interests are broader than that. And once I dig out of a delivery that I have now, a machine learning delivery in May, I would even like to take on more of the logistics of this group because I think it's a great group. And I hope that's a good introduction.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lionel. So our next agenda item is announcements and reminders. We'll start off with that. Well, we've been doing these DID spec calls. Is that still going to be continuing this week? There's been two of them. Yeah, it will be continuing? Okay.
Yes, this week, yes.
So that's basically there's a DID spec call from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, and then there's a resolution spec call from 2 to 3 on Thursday. This task force is working on a variety of things, among other things. We'll be talking at the end of the meeting about ABNF. Next week's CCG meeting is canceled. That's on April 30th, next Tuesday, because all of us, or a lot of the leadership, are going to be at the Internet Identity Workshop in Mountain View. If you are interested in attending last minute, it starts Tuesday through Thursday, and it's www.internetidentityworkshop.com. There's also a DIF hackathon on Monday, April 29th. I haven't been able to find a URL for the DID hackathon, and I've asked a couple of people. Does anybody have a URL for the DID hackathon? Heather will get it. Great. So the basic idea of the hackathon is they wanted to focus on some interoperability issues and discussions there, and which is we're getting to the stage where that's important. So let's applaud the work, and I look forward to seeing what the results are. We have a date now for the next Rebooting Web of Trust, our 9th in Prague. It's September 3rd through 6th. We don't have an Eventbrite registration, but we hope to next week. So again, that's Prague, September 3rd through 6th. If you're not familiar with Rebooting Web of Trust, you can go to www.weboftrust.info for details on our past events. Are there any other reminders, things coming up that people should be aware of? Okay, I'm not seeing anything added. To, go ahead.
Do you want to talk about my data, which is around this? It's at the end of September. That's another meeting coming up that interests this community. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, I haven't got any. I don't have the details on it. I know that when we were scheduling Rebooting, we worked to try to avoid crossing over with it. But it's at the end of September. Somebody has a URL. If you could add it to the queue, Manu, go ahead.
This is not necessarily announcements. I was wondering when we might talk about DID working group charter issues that have been raised and resolving those and reworking the charter. Apologies, I've been gone, so I don't know if anything's happened on those items.
Yeah, so I would say that the chairs have been kind of waiting for things to settle down and whatever discussions happen at IIW next week. But it is definitely on our agenda list that we dive into that after IIW. Kim, go ahead.
And Manu, let's see. Okay, yeah, you'll notice a ton of emails from me on that topic. So welcome back from vacation. A few of us have been meeting to just sort of close out some DID working group charter issues. So from a meeting in that Dan Burnett and I were at and the AC meeting in Quebec, so we met with Tony Nadelin and walked through some issues, and basically we divided them into two categories, the easy ones and the hard ones. And so the easy ones seem to be, and I'm assuming you're talking about the so I pasted the link in. So you'll notice there's 14 issues. I tagged some of them with clarify language where it seemed to be mostly like a non-controversial change. And so I've already submitted some PRs around those. I sent you an email with, sort of a game plan for the other ones. So we need, now that you're back, I think we've been trying to schedule a follow-up meeting to start tackling the hard issues, because there are things like, the issues meant they're sort of adjacent to some language issues and we may be able to improve some stuff, but other things may be are kind of non-negotiables. So we just need to talk through that and come up with a response. But we've been keeping it to a small group to avoid, sort of rat-holing on that in the big communities. So I'll follow up with you on that now that you're back, and we'll have sort of the final, pass of revisions, and we can follow up to the group next week on that. But I think we're getting pretty close to. We have made some progress on those, and we're feeling optimistic that people will be not happy, but at least content with the outcome.
Great, thank you.
Kim, can
thank
I
you.
Add one thing to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the one thing I wanted to add is if there are typos, and there are a few, those we might just go ahead and fix. But when Kim says typos, basically we're creating PRs, pull requests that seem to be acceptable to the people call. So they still get reviewed by the group. So it's not that there are final changes going in, just for anyone worried about that. It is definitely more efficient for us to try to come up with wording of pull requests for the group to look at. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to wait until the right time. If you'll see on the next link, which is the open issues and whatever that. I'll send the link and then I'll acknowledge Joe. So you'll see here that it's on an issue and it's tagged that we want to review it next time and that we want to schedule a meeting on it in the future. So whether or not it's our next meeting immediately after IIW or not will depend on what happens at IIW. Joe, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to open the conversation about TPAC and whether or not we want to do anything there. So September 16th through 20th is the next W3C TPAC, and that is in Fukuoka, Japan, which is just outside of Tokyo. I actually really want to go. I don't know if it's going to make sense, especially right on the heels of rebooting. But I wanted to just get a sense from the group. It looks like Manu informally put himself on the queue. So we should do something there. I mean, I think actually, Manu, can you speak to the timing of the importance of TPAC with regard to the charter? Will that be in play or what's going on there?
We don't know yet. It never hurts to just get on the schedule and ask for space. You can always cancel, like even 2 weeks before. There are many, many groups kind of sign up for space and then cancel, 2 weeks in advance if it looks like not many people are going to show up. But it's an opportunity for us to continue to keep the W3C membership apprised of what's coming down the pipeline next. And so if the DIDS, working group proposal, I'm hoping it's approved well before then, but, if it's still in play, then it's a chance for us to go and, do one last, drumming of interest around the DID working group stuff. And if not, then we can kind of talk about, what's next for the community group, for example, the extension points for verifiable credentials, this group's going to be working on that stuff. If it has to do with interop testing, this group's going to be working on that. So it's just a good opportunity to not take the W3C membership by surprise and demonstrate that there's good, solid continuity in this group and so on and so forth. So I suggest that we sign up even if we don't know exactly what we're doing yet.
Okay. Well, Manu, would you mind adding as an issue in the community repo that we need to do some kind of proposal there, and that would be very helpful.
Sure.
I know in my own particular case, it's just too tight of a schedule. The Satoshi Roundtable is in Tel Aviv right after rebooting. And I would like to go to my data on like the fourth week of September. So it's just too much flying to try to go to Japan also. Our next agenda item is open issues, of which looks like we've already covered the only one, which is review the DID charter, PRs, and issues. Are there any other kind of open issues that we haven't captured? The full list is here, and you will see how we've kind of assigned using tags various things. You'll see a lot of things are, you know, action for chairs or, you know, things that are being kind of deferred a little bit. For instance, we have a proposed work item for a DID web method, but we wanted the dialogue to go a little bit longer on that since it seems to be controversial. But that second link is all of the issues. And that's basically how the chairs manage, you know, our agendas and such. So if you've got an idea for an upcoming meeting or something of that nature, just, you know, tag it attention to the chairs and we'll consider it. Speaking of that, we would really like to have May, you know, maybe a 10-minute, 15-minute report out from a company on the status of their code and projects, and maybe a link to you know what they're up to and where you know things are. So if you would like to be a volunteer for that in May and tell us about what you're doing, please sign up. We don't have anybody signed up for May at this point. We want to do this at least once a month. Okay, so on our agenda, we now move to the meat. So the for the last, we had, you know, a little bit of contentious discussion in this meeting, you know, a month or more back on ABNF that, you know, wasn't, you know, necessarily appropriate for the everybody CCG meeting, but they've been meeting on Thursdays for a while and have come up with a number of interesting things, and we wanted to allow them to have a report out to the group. They've also prepared a pull request, which is intended not necessarily to be merged as is, but for discussion. So if you go to that URL, you will see in particular, if you go to the files changed tab, you will see a lot of the work that they've been working on and the commentary, et cetera. So Drummond, do you want to lead this off, or is this Marcus? Drummond or Marcus?
Yeah, this is Marcus. I'm not sure if Drummond is here, so.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay, Marcus.
All right. So, like you said, we've been meeting on Thursdays for the last few weeks or months. Even initially, those were two separate calls. There was 1 hour call for DID spec work and another call for DID resolution spec work. Those calls have actually been combined now. They're still at the same time with the same meeting information, but it's just one 2 hour call instead of two separate calls. And we talked a lot on those calls about some very detailed terminology questions. We talked about, is it either URI, is it a URL, what does it mean to resolve it, what does it mean to dereference it, what does it dereference to, and things like that. And all of that is connected also to the syntax, to the ABNF grammar, which has also been an open issue for a while. There are several open issues and pull requests on the repository, and there have been discussions on the mailing list related to that grammar, to that, what's the basic syntax of a DID URL. And the result of what we thought on those Thursday calls would be a good proposal to move ahead and cover all the use cases. That is now reflected in this pull request. So the heart of that pull request is basically a new grammar, a new ABNF for a DID URL. And much of the other content in that pull request then explains what that means or what the elements of the syntax mean. And the primary construct, or the most interesting construct in that proposed new syntax is what's called matrix parameters, which is actually an older idea in the web community that hasn't received much popularity, but the idea has been around for a while. So matrix parameters is basically a list of key value pairs separated by semicolons that would follow directly after the bare did or the naked did. And that's where parameters for the resolution process can be inserted into the did URL. And that can cover different things. It can cover functionality related to service selection, key selection, versioning, content references is a use case that was discussed at last Rebooting Web of Trust, hash links, so all sorts of things that influence the resolution process can be expressed using this matrix parameter concept.
As I understand it, one of the things that you've begun to do is define some common key value pairs, and there's some discussion about not every method needs to support these. Can you talk a little bit more about those two specific subtopics?
Right. So in that pull request, we do have a table with potential initial list of parameters, and that's just an early set of parameters. But like you said, some of them would be generic. They would be universal, independent of the concrete method. For example, things like service selection or key selection, right? We're saying that any did, no matter what method, any did resolves to the document. Therefore, being able to select services or selecting keys from a did document is also something that's universal. All methods support it because all methods support the document. And then there are certain parameters that could be method specific. And within that, you could again distinguish, I would say, between parameters that only make sense in the context of a single did method. So something that's very specific, let's say, to the BTCR method, that there could be a parameter that's just for BTCR did and it's not supported by any other did. And then there could also be parameters that are not supported by all methods, they are only supported by some methods, but those methods that support them, they have to support them in a uniform ways. And an example for that would be versioning, the ability to resolve a historic date document, right? I don't want the current date document, I want the date document that was mm-hmm. valid 2 weeks ago. So not all date methods would support that, it's optional, but those date methods that do support it, they would have to support it the same way.
Now, has there been discussion about the where the line is drawn? I mean, I think at one point we were thinking DID resolvers were a optional thing in this architecture, that you could basically support DIDs sort of directly. But it sounds like with there are some assumptions here that everybody will be using a resolver. Has that come up in the discussion?
So it depends on what we mean by resolver. So to me, a resolver is any piece of software that can take a did URL and produce and dereference it. So that's independent of an architectural decision whether a resolver is local or deployed at a server, or is it exposed as a web interface, or do you call it through some local API. And in my mind, all of that is a resolve. It takes a did URL as an input and it dereferences and it gives you the result. And
okay.
These matrix parameters, that's completely orthogonal to that. So that has nothing to do with whether you're running a resolve on a server or it's a local library on your iPhone. So that's a different question.
Okay. So I'll close my questions with what is the what's next? Like, how do we close on this and get it to the point where we can merge it into the spec?
Like I said, the PR is open. It's not intended to be merged right away, but we welcome any feedback. Thank you to Amy and Yancy, particularly, have already provided some very useful feedback. I guess since IRW is happening next week, we probably won't merge this next week either. So maybe we'll merge it in something like 2 weeks if there is no major opposition or concerns with that. I would also like to say that the concrete parameters and how they work exactly, that's very, very early. So I think I would not reject or delay that pull request too much if there are just a few small questions about the detailed nature of those parameters. I would ideally focus on the new grammar and this concept of having parameter comes.
Okay. Drummond, you're next on the queue.
I just wanted to say that one of the things that we want to take advantage of is IW next week. Being, you know, if we can get anyone who has comments on that PR, obviously any place in the spec, but especially on that PR or the you know, proposed syntax and resolution as described in there, please do get them in this week. And then what we'll do is I plan on having a session or two to really drill down on that and get feedback in real time at IW next week, so that we can, you know, really have sort of thorough review before we commit it. So that's I just wanted to share that. I'm excited to have something that we can really drill into there. Still there?
I think only one person dropped.
Do you think Christopher dropped? Oh.
Sorry, very briefly got disconnected, but I'm back. The queue is empty, so I'm going to just quickly ask, is there any particular areas that you mentioned, let's not worry too much about finality on what the actual matrix terms are, but, you know, are there some areas that you would like people to dive into, or that, you know, are more open than others or need more feedback than others?
Well, if my answer is, by all means, I mean, I think there's what, whopping 10 lines of ABNF, but that 10 lines is the condensed essence of months and months of discussion. And so please do, Marcus. I don't know if you shared. I joined the call late. The parser that you have, created, so people can go in and play and check with, you know, and try out different, example DIDs and DID URLs. But I would definitely do that. I would, there it is. Marcus just put the link in there. I'd definitely look at that. I would just study it. Please do give us feedback on the proposed generic parameter names. And then we're already, at least I have one side discussion about method-specific parameter names for at least one method that's out there. And I encourage DID method authors to also just look at it and make sure that what you need to do with your method, I mean, that's the whole point, is the DID spec supports all the DID methods that need it. So, all DID method authors, please take a close look, make sure if you have, if you run into any issues with anything you want to do, let us know. But I'm hoping that we're at the very sort of final end of the baking and hardening process. I think that's the outcome of the DID spec calls. We will have one more call this week, this Thursday, prior to IAW. We may continue them afterwards on other aspects of the spec, but we'll still have the call this Thursday.
Okay. Jonathan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. I'll just it was about the sub method, and I can't remember if we actually decided to just allow that as part of the method specific identifier, which will additionally need to be parsed in semicolons. I know we discussed it, but I don't know what the resolution was. It's missing in the current PR.
Well, we did.
Marcus?
Yeah, go ahead.
Marcus?
Jonathan, it's there. It's supported by this ADNF. It's just not a separate ADNF rule. It's part of the method-specific ID, but it supports the column character, which essentially models the sub-network ID. We just decided to make it part of the method-specific ID and not really call it something else.
Drummond, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I wanted to say that basically the same thing that Marcus did, that ironically, we thought we were improving the ADNF by explicitly calling out sub-methods. And then in the feedback on the last calls, we looked at it really carefully. It turns out the original way that we had done it was actually clearer. It didn't. They both effectively produced the same grammar, but it was just cleaner to stick with the original way we'd done it. We did slightly update one or two of the rule names to make it clear. And to Jonathan's point, I think we need a few more examples that show what we call submethod names, but they're all part of the of any specific method namespace. So once you get to the method name, everything beyond that colon is up to your method, whether you want to partition it into hierarchical submethods or otherwise partition your identifier space.
Okay, I'm playing with the parser right now, and I think it's so just like some use cases, I believe if you have two colons in a row, that is a valid URN, and so that it does parse fine. It's just a matter of the meaning behind that and method specific, the specific method. Okay, I got it.
We actually, Johnny, specifically, as Marcus and I were finishing those revisions from last call, we made sure that the consecutive colons are okay. If a particular method wants to use consecutive colons, that's up to that method.
Okay. Joe, go ahead. Joe, you may be on mute.
Okay. I had muted myself. My comment was in the descriptive section here, it would be good to explain some of these semantics, which, right, ABNF is just about syntax. So I don't know if it's just how you might use the specific ID string as subnames, or if there might be other semantic expectations. So it would be good to have some of that written up, because I think a lot of people are going to have exactly Jonathan's question in terms of how does that method-specific ID typically break down, or what are some examples of how you might break it down to have sub-method names or whatever.
Okay. Drummond, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Joe's exactly right that the mere fact that Jonathan's still asking the question means we're not clear enough about that yet. So I think that's an action item to add some text and then a few more examples. We don't get into examples until we get down into a little lower. So we should get into them right away. So got that action item. Thanks.
Okay. So I'm putting on our chair's hat. So we've got some plans on how to close out the ABNF and these matrix parameters and things of that nature. We really appreciate the task force focusing on this and not necessarily having it have to be on the Tuesday calls. We also appreciate that you've been recording these and using the transcript tools and such to make sure that these are documented. But I also want to make sure that the larger, questions of DID resolver spec or the, other DID things that are happening on Thursday. Do you guys have, target of what is your next conversation past ABNF? Do you have a plan for, wrapping up that task force and a date or other details? Drummond, go ahead.
Definitely. I mean, our goal, as we tried to make it clear when we started those calls, was to see if we could get to the community final spec, by the end of this month and before IAW. And we've made very substantial progress. We had to deal with the core structure and scheme. Marcus and others on that group have been doing, I think, a great job of also clarifying many of the key things that will need to be in the DID resolution spec. The other goal is to have a first complete draft of that because we don't have an existing spec there. So I'm thinking that there are additional editorial areas and issues. Oh, there's a pretty long list of issues we still need to work on closing, so that we'll need to continue the calls after IW. And I'm definitely willing to do that. There are a few more conferences in May that may interfere a little bit. But that's at least my thought, is to just push through. I would like to, in both cases, get to that community final draft of DID spec and then the first complete draft of DID resolution as soon as we can. I'd really like to get it done in May. I mean, we're hoping that there's going to be a vote on the DID working group here soon. So anyway, that's my feedback.
Okay, thank you. Marcus?
Yeah, I also wanted to say, like Drummond, one of the next calls is to do a first draft of the DID resolution spec, which at this point is still very empty. It has a basic outline, but there's not much content. And reason for that is I think because DID resolution is completely dependent on the syntax on the ABNF, and it took us a while to figure that out. So if there is consensus on this new syntax, then now we should be able to make quite fast progress on the DID resolution first draft.
Okay, Joe?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how much of this is something that we need to talk about on the Thursday calls, but it has come up, and it's definitely gotten a lot of play on GitHub, which is, what's the requirement in a method, if any, to support some notion of decentralized? And Marcus and I have gone back and forth about that, and other folks have chimed in, including Tony Nadelin. And so we need to continue that conversation. I'm mostly taking this spot in our agenda right now because I definitely want to have some open conversations about it at IAW. And hopefully so we can kick that around and get some feedback and input. The aha I had just to share with the group is I still think decentralization is too hard to define, but there is something I think about provably that the DID document is provably under the control of the DID controller. And that to me feels like it addresses what you're really going for, Marcus, in terms of looking at our conversation as a back and forth from two different camps. We have some decentralized mechanisms for doing that. But I think the requirement is actually that it's provably under the control of the DID controller. And the provable part is, I think, the tricky part. But maybe that's a direction we can explore to try and understand what really is a good method that implements DIDs in a way that is, quote unquote, decentralized, is a conversation we're going to have to kick around in the next month or so, try and move that forward.
Yeah, I definitely like that direction. Any other, I don't want to necessarily dive into this in this call, but we have a few minutes, and if there's anything that we can use to to help us move forward in this discussion next week at IIW, especially by the people who are not going to be at IIW, this is a good time to bring it up. So I'm trying to qualify this a little bit because this could be a whole hour discussion by itself. We're looking for insights, looking for sort of high-level concerns or whatever, not necessarily that we need to address them in the rest of this call today, but more as a way of feeding into IIW. Marcus, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to dive too deep into this either on the call. There are several GitHub issues and threads with a lot of content. I just wanted to make a meta point about this because I think there last week and we heard from Heather and Karn, we heard from them about how a lot of people in the community don't understand how decisions are being made and how to contribute, and I have a feeling with this topic of what it means to be decentralized and what is a DID and what's a decentralized identifier, I feel like there was suddenly a pull request out there that was very innocent looking. It said something about let's simplify the abstract or something like that. But what it really proposed was, in at least from my perspective, was to radically change what we mean by decentralized identifier. And again, I don't want to go too deep into that, but I think there are some decisions were made by a very small group of people that could dramatically affect everybody that's implementing DID. So I want to discussing this on IW and other calls so that everybody knows what kind of change is being proposed about decentralization.
Right. So I do want to be clear. We are very open to PRs. I think that the CCG is a lot tighter in that we require some discussion, and the editors of the document, who are much more aware of the intimate details, to accept the PR and merge it. I mean, if anything, I don't have a problem with, you know, there being a bunch of oddball PRs if they're useful for discussion and things of that nature. So I want to be careful. Contributing a PR is not a decision. And, you know, maybe we can, maybe that isn't true. Maybe that's not what other people expect, and we haven't documented that effectively. But I just, so anyhow. Jonathan, go ahead.
I suppose just one topic I think we can discuss in person would be that of being in control over your random number generator. I think making your private keys. One thing I certainly found out that was interesting is these smart cards aren't too smart. You actually don't have any control over what key you're given, and or the random number generator that's built into the Java aspect of the card, or the country of Estonia that actually had to recall all of their cards based on the Roka vulnerability. And so I think just that would be an interesting topic. Here's an article I just found this morning about weak keys in Ethereum, that there's actually a surprising number of people who actually use the number one in their the randomness part of their seed, and so $50 million have been stolen in weak keys. So that's a challenge, which is that you want people to be in control over their own keys, and yet there is a potential of vulnerability. So that's number one, which is the control over your random number generation that leads into your keys, and then two is publishing it to some place that you trust. And that one thing that we do support, which I don't know if I really like it still, is in DNS records. So in our method, you can have a human readable name that resolves over IPNS to the DID document. And I don't know how That's so for instance, this actually is mine and it resolves to my deduction.
Dimitri, go ahead.
Sure. So my main question was just to get a better idea of where the what the status of the adding a web did method as a work item is. So I realize there needs to be larger discussions about nature of decentralization and proving control of it did. I just wanted to get an idea, is that holding up the acceptance of the work item? Is there plans to talk about it at IAW? I won't be able to be there, but I think Oliver might be. So yeah, I just wanted to ask where it stands.
Right. So okay, so first off, we have to say philosophically, we wish to be able to accept work items that aren't necessarily the consensus of the group. You know, we're not a working group. We are not a, you know, we don't have that high level of a filter. But what we do want to do is make sure that there is sufficient momentum or whatever so that the things we do take on as work items do get completed. We don't want to, you know, to accept a work item and have it sort of just die off because so we would like to accept this if it continues, there continues to be interest. You know, we haven't had time to you know, we've got a lot, you know, we're all volunteers. We haven't had time to do this, but it is on the agenda. It is on the, you know, it is right now planned for a May, meeting, for further discussion. So we don't want to hold up the acceptance of the PR any longer than necessary if you can basically meet the criteria of that there are multiple groups working on it and that there's momentum and it can be completed. I'm going to quickly, I know there's some questions on the in the chat. If you'd like to bring those into the queue, please add them into the queue. I wanted to respond to the earlier question about randomness and sources of randomness and whatever. I've been working on a project called Smart Custody, which is really around how do you secure the secrets for, you know, whether or not it's Bitcoin or for identity, et cetera. And we've begun sort of a deep dive with a variety of procedures, a variety of documents and things of that nature. And in particular, this one, which I just put into the thing on simple self-custody, is basically the best practices as of this moment for securing a key using the Ledger blockchain device. And includes procedures of how to do things offline, how to maintain and do very detailed procedures of what is the best practices. So it takes about 2 hours. You're putting them onto titanium keys. You're testing at every single step. And there's very little in here that is not applicable also for sort of very strong personal identity keys. So we're going to continue to work on that. So if there's interest in you know, moving that forward at that level, I'd love to talk with people. And it isn't necessarily, we're not Ledger specific, it's just that was the one we felt was the most mature at this point. Manu, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the concern that Marcus raised about, specifically, I think this is about PR 179 and it seeming like a fairly innocuous change when really it's a pretty serious change to the spec. And I'm going to try and tie in some of the stuff that Kalia has said in IRC about, you know, how do we get people more involved in contributing the decision-making process, making sure everyone's kind of up to speed on the current set of decisions that are being made in the group. You know, our the typical way that at least the editors have been working on these documents have been, we have a call like this, we discuss it, we try and translate what we heard on the call into a pull request. We have, you know, people provide input on it, and as long as there aren't serious pushback, you know, there isn't serious pushback on the issue, we pull it in. Now, if there is serious pushback on the issue, we kind of rework the pull request and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, Marcus, I don't know if you are saying our process is breaking down here, or you're saying people in this group should pay attention to this PR. I'm kind of concerned about what you're saying, because it sounds to me like you're saying people are trying to sneak stuff into the specification, and I don't think that's the intent. Specifically, I think we asked you, and you said you like the way the spec text is now, and you don't think that it needs to change. But what I just heard you say on the call was that you're changing your position on that. So I think there's I'm trying not to wrap a whole bunch of stuff into this PR. It was meant to be like an editorial change, but it does have ramifications on what an appropriate quote-unquote decentralized DID method is and what isn't. And it is wrapped up in this whole, like, do we allow web-based DID methods or do we not? So it feels, you know, we had that conversation in the DID spec call. It feels like more than likely that conversation needs to come to this call so we get input from people that are not as deeply in the technical weeds as the rest of us. And then we kind of move forward from there. I can say that one of the challenges over the past couple of months as one of the editors of the specification is that PRs have just basically started backing up. Like, it's been very difficult to get PRs into the specification because of concern that, you know, not everyone is hearing all of the discussions because we're having so many different calls. And as a result, someone's going to feel like something got snuck into the spec when, in fact, they weren't a part of the 5 hours of calls that are necessary to have a holistic view on everything that's going on right now. Primarily it's a question to Marcus on whether he objects to the PR now. And then the secondary question is, does anyone here feel like we need to have this discussion on this call so that the community broadly gets to hear about, you know, the current concern over being too decentralized or not decentralized enough? That's it.
Marcus.
Yeah, well, of course, I didn't mean to suggest anyone trying to hide something or sneak anything into the spec. I just don't think that a pull request is named very well, because it says it's simplifying the abstract, but in fact it's removing text related to really some essential properties of DIDs. And this is that there's another pull request and there's some open issues. There are several things happening that are connected and that relate to this discussion around decentralization. And I don't think if you just look at that one pull request, I think it's badly named. I think community is not or parts of the community are probably not aware that there's a proposal to essentially weaken the decentralization aspect of decentralized identifiers, allowing things like Facebook deeds and DNS-based deeds, which I think large part of the community would disagree with if they knew about this. I don't think it's a important enough topic to put it on the agenda for this call at some point.
Okay, thank you. So I just wanted to clarify that, you know, we're the CCG's in kind of a a difficult spot at this point because a working group has not officially been created. So we're kind of doing this sort of pre-working group type stuff around the DID spec and the related specs. But then there's sort of the broader, decentralized identity community work that will exist once the working group is complete. So for instance, I see part of this tension is that, we aren't a working group yet, and yet we are beginning to kind of think about it in a working group fashion. And we're all short on time. I can't attend all the meetings. You can't attend all the meetings. So we just have to keep the communication up, and it is the sort of the mandate of the chairs to help to support that and encourage that discussion. I hope that it will be chartered soon, and we can get some clarity on some of these types of things. I think the other thing I wanted to say is we do need more volunteer work. We are a technical group. We largely work through GitHub and PRs for even non-technical documents. So if there's somebody who would like to help us enable people that are not as hub savvy to learn how to use and read and comment on PRs, like a lot of people don't know, you can just click on the tab and actually individually comment the files change tab, and then click on the specific line that you have a criticism of or question of, and be able to add a comment just to that specific line. That kind of detail is the kind of thing that we need people to document. So I encourage if there's some people that are kind of between the technical programmer side of things and the other part of the community that is less technical, you could really help by being a bridge and volunteering to help with that. Justin, go ahead.
Thanks. Just really quick to follow up on that, I agree with definitely needing to bridge the technical and non-technical. It's something this group can do better on, and I'd like to see us do better. No, that's not me volunteering for any specific role, just to be clear. I also wanted to say that the decentralization debate really does belong, at least in part, in this group. It's obviously going to be fundamental to any DID working group that gets chartered. But because the discussion is prising out some interesting assumed philosophies that people had going into this work that didn't necessarily line up the same way that everybody assumed that they did. And I think it'll be important for the for this work going forward that that gets sorted out in a larger public forum as to what the focus and drive really is.
Great. So thank you very much. I wanted to appreciate the people who removed themselves from the queue, but did put in the IRC. I am reading those. The other chairs are reading those, and we want to address those in a timely fashion. So thank you very much for joining us today. Please feel free, if there are things you don't understand or have questions about, to put them on the list. Have a good day.